Yesterday we ended off, Rav Hechter began to speak about the poison nature, the main weapon of the Nachash, the Yetzirah, which is Atzlus. That if the Yetzirah can get you to become depressed, thinking that what you're doing is a holy thing, when in fact you're really just depressed, and you're feeling weighed down by your Averos, so it stops a person from properly serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you remember, he taught us a small piece from Rabbi Nachman on the pasuk in Yeshaya. V'nachash afar lachmo. You copy? V'nachash afar lachmo. That the snake's bread, his sustenance, is afar. And we explained four elements of the Bria. Afar is synonymous with sadness, laziness, depression. And again, the tragedy is sometimes we think we're doing something holy. I'm beating myself up because I want to be a better Jew. But the question is, does it make me a better Jew? If it does, if it helps me to get up and live a better day the next day, so then it's a proper type of rebuke. But if it crushes me to the point that I miss shir the second day or miss davening the second day or do the avera again because I've labeled myself as a bum, so that doesn't help anyone. And that's a very, very dangerous trap that we sometimes fall into. Okay, look what he writes here on page Kuf Mem. I want to actually try to finish up the whole packet in front of you today, so I'm going to paraphrase some of the parts. But he writes, "V'sefer echad re'isi uvda nifla," the middle of the page, Kuf Mem. In a certain book, I saw an amazing thing, a wondrous thing of the Bria, hamat'ima le'inyanenu, which is appropriate for our discussion. Ba'artos rechokos, I read, he says, Rabbi Yaakov Reshechter says, I don't know what type of nature books he's reading, but he said, I read that in distant lands, there's a type of bird that rests upon a tall tree. And down below there are very dangerous, poisonous, venomous snakes that are trying to what? That are trying to swallow the bird, that want to eat the bird. So what does the Nachash do? And I'm paraphrasing. He said what the Nachash does is the Nachash comes underneath the tree and the Nachash opens its mouth and it lifts itself up towards the tree. Now the bird is way up above. But the snake down below is looking up at the Nachash, looking up at the bird, and is hissing at it, and is opening its mouth in a very frightening way. And when the bird, from way up in the tree, sees this terrible threat down below, it becomes so afraid, it becomes so overwhelmed, that the bird drops its head, lowers its head, essentially gives up hope, and falls from the tree into the open mouth of the Nachash. Instead of flying away to a different tree where the snake is not found, instead of recognizing the fact that the snake is very far away and can't actually harm me, but the fear, that paralyzing fear of, oh my gosh, what if the Nachash would actually get me, causes what? Causes the bird to literally fall out of the tree into the open mouth of the snake. Unbelievable. He says it's a wondrous thing. And he says it's exactly what the Yetzirah does to us. He says at the end of that paragraph, four lines from the end of the big paragraph in the middle of the page, this is very similar to what the Baal Davar. Who's the Baal Davar? The Yetzirah, sometimes called the Baal Davar. Beis Ayin Dal stands for Baal Davar. The Baal Davar does to us. Yetzirah is so far away from us, he can't get us unless we choose to submit to him. But he scares us to the point that we throw up our hands and we just turn ourselves in. And we fall without even a struggle. We just surrender and walk right into his open mouth. Without any particularly strong effort from the Yetzirah's side. He just scares us into giving up hope. And it's exactly what the pasuk says in Iyov. Kamosha Amar in Iyov, ki fachad pochadati v'yeesayeni. That what? The fear was overwhelming. I was overcome by fear, and I fell apart. And I submitted myself. I turned myself in. Right? I crumbled from the fear. That's what happens to this bird, and that's what happens to us sometimes. V'yesh lahosif lizeh mashamuva me'arava kadosh of Pinchas Mikoritz. And with this we find a teaching from Pinchas of Koritz, one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. He met the Baal Shem Tov on three occasions, I believe the Sfarim say. But he's considered one of the early tzaddikim of Chassidus. Sheyem ha'adam mefached midavar mesuyam, Hu nimtza kafuf v'nichna mitachas la'oso davar. If you become afraid of something, if you allow yourself to become afraid of something, as Rabbi Nachman famously said, but also equally famously misquoted, kol olam kula, the whole world is a gesher tsar ma'od, and what's the ikar? Lo? Lefachid? That's how it's misquoted. That's how the song goes, lo lefachid klal. But what it actually says is lo lehitpachid klal. Don't cause yourself to be afraid. Meaning, don't make yourself scared of things that you shouldn't be scared of. You're bigger than the Yetzirah. He becomes bigger than you when you choose to start panicking. Instead of saying, I did an Avera, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to clean up my act, and I'm going to be a Yid. But no, I start to create this whole Yetzirah narrative of, I'm not good enough, not worthy, this keeps happening, and you're creating pot. Is just standing there with an open mouth, and all of a sudden you start to shake in that treetop, you fall into his clutches, into his mouth. So it says of Pinchas of Kar, it's an amazing teaching. It's a simple psychological truth, but it's a deep teaching of Chassidus. Shema Adam Mefachin Midavar Mesuyam. If you become afraid of something, so then you become kafuf v'nichna mitachas lo sadavar. Then you become subservient to that thing. The fear owns you. Instead of you being a person with an neshama, who's bigger than the Yetzirah. And if you're not afraid, and again, so often Rabbi Nachman is reminding us that we make it into a much more threatening than it actually is. Lo lehit pachid, don't cause yourself to be afraid. If you don't allow yourself to be afraid, then you remain bigger than it. Yeah, I messed up. It's embarrassing. I lost to someone who I should have defeated. I'm bigger than the Yetzirah. He won the last battle. But I'm not going to redefine who's bigger and who's small. I'm bigger than him. I'm more important than him. I have greater weaponry than him. Yes, he's very scary looking, like that snake down below. But I have wings. I can fly away. I'm up in a tree. Right? I'm way above him. So it's only when a person chooses to surrender that he falls into the clutches of the Yetzirah. Turn to the top of the next page. Kuf Mem Aleph. There's another type of fear that a person sometimes becomes caught up in, another type of illness, a ra chola, a spiritual illness that a person becomes afraid, mizulato. What does that mean? Let's see. V'tamid toikvim oso yir upachad shav me'asovim oso. He becomes nervous of those things that are around him. He becomes overwhelmed by his environment. We're in charge of our environment. There's a story, I think the story is with the Maggid of Zhitomer, a whole maisa where someone was struggling with machshavos zaros, that they were having improper thoughts, and they were trying to figure out how to manage the improper thoughts. So they were sent to the Maggid, and the Maggid, was in his home, and the person came to their home late at night, and he's knocking on the door. And he sees there's a light on inside. He sees there's someone inside. And they're not coming to the door. And the guy is standing outside. He says, I was sent to visit. And he's knocking on the door. And the people inside are just ignoring him. And he's so frustrated. He keeps knocking on the door. And he knows they hear him. He knows they're in there. But they don't open the door. The fellow ends up sleeping the night. Puts his blanket, takes his coat off, puts it over his body, wraps himself up to try to stay warm. And he sleeps on the frozen doorstep. He said the next morning, the sun comes up. Again, he starts knocking on the door. They open the door. Oh, Shalom Aleichem, welcome. And he says, very funny. You knew I was here last night. You heard me knocking. Why didn't you let me in? I had to sleep out here in the cold. It was freezing. So he said, right, I was teaching you that I'm the Baal HaBos and I decide who comes in and who doesn't come in. It's the same thing with the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah comes knocking and says he wants to play. You're the Baal HaBos. Be a Baal HaBos. Say, I'm not interested. Don't open the door. A person feels my mind is infiltrated by Machshavos Zaros. So close the door. Don't let the Machshavos Zaros in. You have a right to be in control of yourself. So people sometimes are very overwhelmed by their surroundings, by that which is happening. Right? Everywhere I turn, there's different people who are causing me all sorts of issues. Sometimes it's bechadashos, v'kina, v'sina, v'kedome. People are hacking me with all sorts of things. And there's all sorts of negative voices around me. But the truth of the matter is, you could blame it on everyone around you, but the truth of the matter is, it's not from someone else. It's you struggling to deal with yourself. When people say, like, you know, I get the feeling that this person feels this way or that way, sometimes you're right and often you're wrong. It's your own perception. It's in your head, right? This guy doesn't like me. It's not that he doesn't like you. Maybe he just doesn't know you. He doesn't know who you are. Right? But we make up all sorts of ideas about what this one thinks about me or that one thinks about me, right? Never had a conversation with that person, not really knowing what they think or what they feel. A lot of it, we're caught up in our own head. Kamuva, again, I'll bring you another example, says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter from the natural world. Sheyesh chaya she'ein la menuchas ha'nefesh v'nesuno b'pachad tmidi. There's a certain animal, a very large animal, that is constantly afraid. I don't know, what's a large animal? An elephant? I don't know if this is true about elephants. A certain large animal that has no menuchas ha'nefesh and is constantly afraid. V'gola mimakum lamakum. And it's always wandering. It's always traveling from place to place. Nu, what's the pshat? What's it so afraid of? Is it actually being pursued? So, the scientists looked into this. V'chakru al zeh. V'igiu lide maskana, and they came to the following conclusion. Shamidarcha lefso psios rechavos v'nishma rash gadol b'mahalcha v'tnuasa. It's such a large animal that when it goes, you know, when it takes a step, right, it scares itself. The earth beneath it shakes. It hears a loud noise with its own footsteps, and it thinks something's chasing it. So it's literally running from its own footsteps. V'hi b'shama is kol hayrash, when she hears the great noise, hayotzi b'psiosea, coming from her own footsteps, shel atzma choshesh misoinim sha'arvim la. She thinks, uh-oh, the enemy's getting closer. They're coming out of hiding. They're about to ambush me. V'rod f'machareh, they're chasing me. V'odim l'isnapela. I'm about to be overcome. V'aliba de'emes ha'kol pachat shav. The truth of the matter is, the whole thing is false fear. It's not real. Again, sometimes we're projecting a lot of our feelings onto the world around us. Right, it's this one who's dragging me down, or it's that one who's not helping me enough. But at the end of the day, a lot of it is just avoiding ourselves. Wherever this animal goes, it's really just trying to figure out how to deal with itself. And there's actually nothing chasing you. There's nothing pursuing you. A lot of it's in your own head. And therefore, a person needs the mental strength that Rabbi Nachman is trying to teach us in these pieces. To recognize the fact that you're bigger than the Yetzirah. To not submit to the Yetzirah. To not allow yourself to fall into sadness or depression. But to pick yourself up, to do tshuva b'simcha, and to go weiter. Sha'alu chacham. Next little paragraph. Sha'alu chacham. Madua b'shum pam lo nira atzvas al panav. They asked a certain chacham. Why is it that how are you never sad? You always look happy. Always have a smile on your face. How do you do that? What's your mentality? What's your attitude? How did you achieve that? Heshiv lahem, mipnei sheme'olam lo haya lo shum tova me'atzvas. Lachain eno mischaber ela. You know why I'm never sad? Because I found that nothing good ever came from it. It never helped. Being sad never helped me in any way, shape, or form. Me'olam lo haya lo shum tova me'atzvas. Nothing good ever came from atzvas. Now again, we sometimes confuse atzvas with a healthy sense of shivron ruach, of brokenheartedness, shivron lev, with chesbon hanefesh, of making an honest calculation of how I'm doing in my avodas Hashem. We confuse atzvah sometimes with humility, but if it's atzvah, if it's sadness, nothing good is going to come from it. And the Yitzhar just wants to make you sad more than anything else because it's his greatest trap. And therefore, this chacham said, I don't buy into that. It doesn't help. It simply doesn't help. It doesn't help me to take the next step in my life. Chassid echad, haya omer sheyesh neis shedaigos einon me'ilos klal. A certain chassid said that I can prove that worry doesn't help at all. No, sorry. Sheyesh neis shedaigos einon me'ilos klal. That it's a wondrous thing that worrying doesn't help at all. It's very good that worrying doesn't help at all. You know why? Ki im kesheinan mo'ilos doek ha'adam kol kach. Because worrying, which doesn't help, we still worry so much, even though it doesn't help us at all. So kama haya doeg ilo haya be'emes mo'ilos. So how much more would we worry if it actually worked? How much more would we worry if it actually did something? We worry so much, even though we know it doesn't help. So the more so, if worrying actually did something, right, how much more would our life be overcome and overrun with worry? The Svarim HaKadoshim explained that the word Daiga, Dalit, Aleph, Gimel, and Hey is missing one of the first letters, the first five letters of the Hebrew alphabet. You have a Dalit, you have an Aleph, you have a Gimel, you have a Hey, what's missing? You have a Beis. You're missing the Beis. Beis is Bitachon. When a person has Daiga, that Beis. He's missing that Beis, which is the root of Bitachon. Right, the recognition that Baruch Hashem, it's a great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not allowed it to work, because we'd be so much more messed up if it did work. Says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Chavi kema'at rega ad yavur za'am. The Pasuk says, hide yourself for a moment until the anger has passed. Explains Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, Muva, Shebe'ez sha'adam sharoi ba'atzus. What we see from here is that when a person is sharoi, when a person is dwelling within sadness, lo yachshov az shum eitzo pisaron al shum davar, the person becomes unreceptive to any type of advice, to any type of guidance. You shut down. So therefore, sometimes if you're trying to help a person who's presenting atzvos, you're not going to get through to them. Wait until that period passes. Wait until they're ready to engage reality again and realize that being sad is not helping me get anywhere. And when something joyous happens for them, whatever it may be, it could be their favorite, basketball team won a game, and now there's a little bit of an opening of joy, their spirits are slightly elevated. So then in that moment, with a single havraka, with a single burst of light, with a good word, when the moment is right, a well-timed flash of inspiration actually could solve their whole problem. And he said, as I was printing this edition, someone showed me that this idea is found in the Chos of Lublin, and perhaps even rooted in the writings of the Arizal himself. Okay, so again, don't fall into that trap of the Yetzihara of thinking that you're going to serve Hashem better by being sad and being depressed. Right? It's not Cheshbon HaNefesh, and it's not Shivron Lev, and it's not humility. It's simply a trap of the Yetzihara to get you stuck and to knock you totally off course. Okay, let's turn the page and start the next piece. What should a person do if he wants to live? However, what is the best way to respond to a bad day? Have a really good next day. I know it's hard sometimes, because we're creatures of habit and patterns, and it's hard sometimes to break the pattern. But when you can put on a smile, and you can force yourself, right, to push back and to just immerse yourself in doing good, that's the ultimate weapon against the Yetzirah. Laharbos es hatov. Just do more good things. Lahara memele yipol. And the evil, the negativity, will automatically fall aside. I'm the most annoying person when people ask me for Eitzah, because I just say obvious things. How should I get more into my davening? Daven more. Pay attention to what you're saying. No, but like, what can I do to like do that? Do it. How do I get better at learning Gemara? Learn more Gemara. Do it. Practice it. Right? You know it's true. How do I work on my jump shot? Take more shots. You do it through doing. That's how, right? Nase v'nishma. Do it, and then nishma. Then it'll click. It'll make sense. But standing there on the side, figuring out what to do, how to do it, you're not going to get anywhere. So the main way to fight the Yetzihara is be a doer. Laharbos es hatov, get involved in doing. And then the negative things will fall aside. Don't spend your time fighting the choshech. Don't focus so much on how do I fight the Yetzirah. Just do a lot of good things. Increase the light and the darkness will automatically leave the room. Kefi shenemar b'siyum divrei ha-medrash. Like the end of the medrash, the last piece we started with began. The end of that medrash is Rav Huna Amar. Im nichshol adam ba'aveira shechayiv misa bidei shemayim. If you do a really big aveira, a serious aveira, Misa bidei shemayim. What's the response? Mayase v'yichya. What should you do to live? Im hayalamud ragil likros daf echad Kore shnei dapim. Step up your game. If you usually read one page, read two. And one page doesn't need to be a full daf of Gemara. Right? If you read one line of Gemara, read two lines of Gemara. If you read one parak of Tanakh, yeshna shnayim, learn two prakam of Tanakh. Step up your game. Increase the light. Kiner mitzvah Torah or. If you went through a dark stretch, so turn the light on. Make it brighter. And do more good. The major said we're talking about a person who what? Who's chayav misa bidei shamayim. Oh, I messed up big time. So what's he supposed to do? Sit around and just cry over himself until he dies? What do people do if, God forbid, they get a sentence from a doctor? You only have 6 months to live. So you could give up on your life. You could just be depressed for the next 6 months. Or you could try to make it the most packed, purposeful, meaningful, you know, rich 6 months of your entire existence. Right? Grab life. When life's being taken away from you, so grab it. So a person has a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim hanging over their head. So how do you solve that problem? So live better. The answer is live better. Do more. Don't run away from it. Step up your game. After a person is chayav misa, he did a big avera. The Yitzhar says, this is a great opportunity to get this guy to throw in the towel. The Baal Davar says, this is a perfect moment for me to what? To increase his sadness and his depression. To the point that he can't feel anything. He just gives up on himself. I remember the first time I sat with an unmarried man who said, I slept with Anida. What's going to happen to me? I said, you're going to do tshuva and your life's going to go on. That's what's going to happen. You're chayav kares, but you can do tshuva for kares also. You can do tshuva. You can do tshuva. You slept with your girlfriend in high school. You could do tshuva. You're chayav kares for sleeping with an isha Anida. But you could do tshuva for kares. Right? Or you could sit there being scared, Hashem has, now I'm curious, I'm cut off, I might as well, you know. All right, game over. I've lost my right to be a Jew. Do tshuva. Vayedeza zoicha even achar hanofala pilo avido shachas atshalo yachol kum chas v'shalom. The Yitzhar wants to place a big heavy rock on top of you after you've fallen down so you can't get up. But you can get up. Umargla bupumayu shal anche shlomenu b'shem morenu Rav Nassan. Rav Nassan of Breslov would explain. And the members of the Breslov community would often quote B'shem Rabbi Nassan. I told this to you, a similar thing yesterday from Rav Aaron of Karlin. Sha'yetzer, underline it, it's such an important yesod. Sha'yetzer hara eino rotze kol kach es ha'avera. Kamosha rotze es ha'yerida sha'achar avera. Hashem can deal with our averas. Hashem is a big God. Don't make Hashem so small. I'm not saying, God forbid, to take your averas lightly. But Hashem's big. Hashem can handle it. Hashem can handle you doing an avera. He's not so insulted that your relationship can't be fixed. The Yetzirah, more than he wants the avera, is he wants what? The yurida that comes from the avera. He wants the yeyush that comes from the avera, the sadness that comes from the avera, the frustration that comes from the avera. That's where you get lost. The sadness that he throws upon you after you sin, ayedeza mapilo machtio chas v'shalom kol kach, because that whole process of you know, trying to get yourself back up, if the Yetzer has gotten you down, is going to waste a lot more time and energy. Instead of playing into that narrative of the Yetzer, you would have saved yourself a lot of emotional energy and a lot of frustration and a lot of depression and disappointment with yourself. But Adam Choshev, Od Bedaito, and again, like we learned yesterday, a person can convince himself that these feelings of regret are in fact a mitzvah. After all, part of tshuva is charata. But again, I ask you, and it's a simple litmus test. Does your charata move you forward, or does your charata get you stuck? If your regret is causing you to feel bad about yourself and making you not want to come back to Hashem, then your charata is not right. You're not doing charata in the right way. Something's off. Right? A person who exercises can feel the difference afterwards between a good workout, a good hurt, and like, no, I'm lifting the weights in the wrong way. this type of hurt is not, this is not right. I'm doing something wrong. So charata is part of our spiritual muscle building. I can do charata in a healthy way, which also, I feel it. I feel that it hurts, but it's a good hurt. It's part of building versus hurting myself, versus damaging myself. Yeah, what do you want to say? Right.
And so after we were given the glasses, they said, "Okay, take your glasses. Like, congratulations, they're yours. Now go do a math test." And they did it also the math test with people totally not related to the Gucci Chevra.
Right.
And just to see what the average would be.
Like okay.
What the average would be. Right. So then once they had that number of what the averages were, they found, and they made it very easy to like cheat on the test. And they found the people with the fake Gucci glasses were much higher than the average. Whereas people with the real Gucci glasses are only slightly higher than average.
Yes, that's the shot.
That the people who were wearing Gucci that thought they were fake were much more likely to cheat on the test. Versus the people who thought they were wearing real were much less likely to cheat on the test. The tire they said was that if you label yourself like a fake or a cheater or whatever, you're more likely to continue to cheat. So you can say the same thing here.
Very good.
If you label yourself a sinner, you're more likely to continue to sin.
Right. Very good. Very good. It's Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Don't be a Rasha in your own eyes. Don't be a Rasha. Don't label. You're not a Rasha. You did Averos, but that doesn't make you, that doesn't mean you're a person whose essence is an Avera. The opposite is true. Okay, next paragraph. Falachein Chachmeinu Zechorno Vavracha. Hifliu Eitza Higdilu Tushia. Chazal gave us, again, wondrous advice to try to help us. That going back to, again to the words of the Medrash, if you did it avera that you're chay of misa, lo rak shelo yichares la'atzvas, not only should you not be depressed, not only should you not be down on yourself, ela adarava yizdabek atzmo b'chayim. And again, the mashal I'll give you again is from the physical world. If a person, God forbid, is suffering from an illness that the doctors are convinced that their life is not going to last much longer, right? The right way to respond to that is, okay, I'm going to make the most of my time. Right? I'm going to live my best life. I have 3 years to live. It's going to be the best 3 years of my life. And you know what? Sometimes those people on their deathbed, mamish, say, you know what? These 3 years were more meaningful than all the other years. And yes, I'm sad to die. But in a certain sense, it was a bracha having this illness because it at least helped me to appreciate the life while I had it, as opposed to just being on autopilot. So a person, yes, who does an aveva can actually reach a higher level than avodas Hashem. The Baal Tshuva can reach a higher level than the Tzaddik because the Baal Tshuva feels a need to respond. So the Chazal are saying, if you're having an encounter with death, grab onto life. V'torah chayim heim l'motziyayim. And Torah is that life that you're grabbing onto. Ma yaseh v'yichya, says the Medrash. What should you do to live? If you learn one page, learn two. If you learn one Mishnah, learn two. V'al yedeza nitzel mikol mine armimios shel ayetzer achem v'yaso l'shuv b'tshuva amitis. And this will save you again from the trickery of the Yetzer Hara and bring you to true repentance. Like an innocent child who's crying out to the parent and asking, come on, mom, come on, dad, help me out, do something for me. Even though the kid doesn't deserve it. Right? But when you're in trouble, instead of running away from the parent, hopefully, if you have a good, loving relationship with the parent, even if you know the parent's going to be disappointed, but don't run away from the parent, ask the parent to help you. And not in a depressed kind of way. Hashem, I really messed up, but I want to be a Jew. B'simcha, say it to Hashem with a smile. Hashem, I really want to be a Jew. I don't want to be like that anymore. And do it with confidence, because you can win, and you should win. Last line on the page. And through again, speaking words of Torah. As it says in Mishlei, top of Kuf Mem Gimel, Ki Chayim Heim Lemotzi Ayim B'peh. Rabbi Nachman writes in Torah Yud Aleph, in the 11th piece of Likutei Moran, that the way that we, again, grow is by attaching ourselves to Torah. We need Torah in our lives. Chevra, you're in yeshiva. These are the best years for you to learn Torah. I know you have a lot of other things going on. But find time for night seder. And find time to make chavrusas. And find time to go to shiurim. It's so important. Because Chayim Heim Lamotziayim Lamotziayim Bapech, says Chazal. Those who speak words of Torah are speaking life. Meir lo hadibor b'chol ha-makomos shetzarech lasos tshuva. Torah gives you speech. Right? The primary mitzvah of Torah is talking Torah, not just thinking Torah, speaking Torah. Right now you're all speaking Torah through a process called Shomei Ka'ona. So it's as if you're speaking. I'm speaking for you, but it's as if you're speaking. But if you're sitting by yourself with the Sefer and just looking at the words, it's not as good as if you're speaking Torah. We want to bring Torah not only into the realm of the Moach, we want to bring it down into Dibur. What is the mitzvah of tshuva? How does the Rambam define the mitzvah of tshuva? Vidoy, speaking. So says Rabbi Nachman, when you speak words of Torah, you're training your mouth, which memeil will allow you to find the right words to do tshuva. Kamosha amru chazal, pasach picha v'yairu dvarecha. Open your mouth and let your words be illuminated. In other words, learn Torah, talk Torah, read Torah, sit and read Torah. There's nothing I get more of a geshmak out of than just watching someone reciting words of Tehillim. So geshmak. You see a yid just sitting and saying Tehillim? There's something so geshmak about that. There's something so awesome about seeing just someone saying words of Torah. Right? Not just sitting in front of a sefer, but saying words of Torah. You see them moving their lips. Pasach picha, open your mouth. Ve'yairu dvarecha, let the words shine forth. Umuva b'sicha saran, or like it says in Sicha Saran, the Rabbi Nachman explained, Sha'amar Rabbeinu, nechsafti lahamshich asa'olam elasiya. I desire so badly to bring people to do more. Do more. Read a parak of Chumash a day. Even if you don't understand the words, the poskim say you get schar for reading Torah Shabbichsav. Maybe not as much for Torah Shu'al Peh, but there are sources that tell us, read a passage of Zohar every day. It has hashpa on a person. When the words pass through your lips, it has hashpa. Rabbi Nachman said, I long to bring people to doing. What type of doing? She'achiyu veit echad ve'echad lilmor kach ve'kach b'chol yom v'lo yavor. Nachman was dreaming of the Daf Yomi. I wish I could create a system by which I could bring people to obligate themselves to learn X amount every day. V'lo yavor, never to miss. Have a goal. What am I doing? Is it arc of Tanakh? Is it a parak of Mishnah? Is it a Mishnah day? Is it making sure that I read a parak of Tehillim every day? What do I do? What are my goals? What are my learning goals? Passing through my lips on a daily basis. V'amar sha'afilu o'sama anashim sh'rachokim min ha'kadusha. Rabbi Nachman said that even people who are far away from a life of holiness, sh'nilchadu b'mitzuda ra, that they're trapped in the evil traps, that God forbid they do a lot of averos. Rabbi Nachman says, get their lips moving. The power of Torah works. Try it. Just do it. Get your lips reciting words of Torah. It cleanses a person. It's mamish, the most powerful cleansing agent in the world. Just get the words of Torah going through your lips. It doesn't even matter if you understand it. Take along a little pocket, you know, Tehillim with you, and in between your classes, say a parak of Tehillim. I promise you, you'll feel like a different Jew. Rabbi Nachman's promising you that. If we could just obligate people to learn X amount per day, to just get involved in the doing, whatever else they're up to on the side, the Torah will pull them out of whatever it is they're sunken into. Because Rabbi Nachman says, Torah works. Josh, true or not true? It's true. You do it. When you get involved with it, it works. There's no secrets here. You just have to get involved with it. Learn Torah. Open up the Sfarim. Don't be scared of them. They're not so scary. Do it in Hebrew. Do it in English. Listen to a shiur online. Just say the words of Tanakh. I promise you, it has a shpana person. Yes.
I think this follows the same vein what we said yesterday about how the Torah gives you like that extra bina to figure out what kind of decisions. But also, when it says that you should be marv on what you did before, we learned in Avodah Zarah that the or is Rabbah to Tzadikim. And so it would appear that you already had a certain amount of aura in your life that wasn't enough, and so you're just trying to be marva on that aura so that it can help you even further. And also in Perkevos talks about avira, and so if you do the avira and then you stick in Torah right afterwards, you just like
you cause that break, right? That's very important. It's important to break that pattern of avira gvaras or avira by trying to put up a wall in between the first avera and the second avera. Yes, very true. Okay, Chaver, let's finish up the piece. Uva'avos Rabbi Nassan, we've got 5 minutes left. Uva'avos Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Kol Hanosein Divrei Torah Alibo Mevatlim Mimenu. Now, just look at these words. It's a beautiful chazal. Anyone who places Torah on his heart, anyone who lets Torah enter him, it negates Hirhurei Cherev, Hirhurei Ra'av, Hirhurei Shtus, Hirhurei Znus, Hirhurei Eishas Ish, Hirhurei Dvarim Betelim, Hirhurei Ol Basar Vadam, all of the fears and anxieties a person has. Hirhurei Cherev, fears of war. I mean, Cherev means a sword. Hirhurei Rav, fears of starvation, of poverty. Fears of Shtus and Znus and Arayos and Dvarim Betelim. And the Hirhurei Ol Basar Vadam, the fear of your boss. He's not really your boss. He may be the guy who hired you, but he doesn't determine, in a grander sense, he doesn't determine how successful or not successful you're going to be in business. When I'm a kusher to Torah, I live with Hashem, and I know that. And I can't be the type of person who's involved in all these other things. It calms. Torah is Hashem to me, I'm a shivas nafesh. It calms me in all of these other areas. Shechein kasa b'sefer Tehillim, as it says in Tehillim, al yidei David HaMelech, pekudei Hashem yisharim misam chaylev. The laws of Hashem are yashar, nisam chelev. They put your heart in a good place. Mitzvos Hashem bara, the mitzvos of Hashem are what? Are bara mi'iras einayim. They're refining, they're illuminating. So the more I'm connected to Torah and mitzvos, the more I'm living in the light. Kiner mitzvah Torah. And he ends the piece with a couple passages from the Zohar. The Zohar says, O raisa oilif le lebarnash. The Torah is oilif. Oilif means teaches. The Torah teaches a barnash, a person, lemehach ba'orech kshot, to go in the orach, in the path, which is kshot, which is true. The Torah teaches me to walk the true path. You can't figure it out if you're not a person who's learning Torah. You can't try to live an emistic life, but not learn. To steer mina ubei. Oilif le'ita, it gives you advice, heich yosef kamei marei. How to sit before the Creator. Va'afilu yizgazer alei mosa. And even if there's a gezeira, a decree of death upon a person, says the Zohar, kula yizbatel. Torah is the ultimate tshuva. Chever, we're in the days of Shovavim. The parshios of Shmos ve'era bo b'shalach yisro and mishpatim. It's called Shovavim. The Arizal revealed to us and the Svarim HaKadoshim revealed to us. These are days where the Jewish people are reading about the experience of going to Mitzrayim and coming out of Mitzrayim. Which means these are days where we can confront the Mitzrayim of our life. Whatever mates or whatever is holding us back. Whatever we feel trapped in. Whatever patterns of life repeat over and over again and we can't seem to break that cycle. These are the days to set ourselves free. Specifically, as the Sfarim discussed, Shovavim is a time of what? Of Tikkun HaBris, of Shmiras Einayim, of overcoming the challenges and the limitations and the frustrations of feeling enslaved to sexual desire. So what's amazing is, if you look in the writings of the Zohar has, and Gemara also, Maseches Nida, has very harsh words for people who are nichshol in areas of arayos, specifically hotza zera levatala, wasting seed. The Gemara has very strong things to say, the Zohar, Parshas, I think Noach and Vayechi has very strong things to say. It's an avera you can't do tshuva for. But all the Sefer Chassidus say it's not true. When it means you can't do tshuva for, it means you can't do tshuva in the regular way. You can't do tshuva, lower level tshuva, you have to do higher level tshuva. You have to do a tshuva that goes a bit beyond. And many, 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 many svarim, and I can give you my makomos if you want, say that the type of tshuva that we do during Shovim is a tshuva through Torah. It's through Lima Torah. Torah precedes the world. That I can't do regular tshuva, but if I learn Torah with seriousness, it cleanses a person. That's what happened when we came out of Mitzrayim. We got the Torah. How were we healed when we left Mitzrayim? We came to our Sinai. That was the finishing touch of our healing. That we came to our Sinai, we got the Torah. Torah heals you from Mitzrayim, which is Erevas Haaretz. It's the famous words of the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, where the Rambam says, if you want to be a person who lives a life of holiness, the Rambam writes at the very end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, famous words, you want to control your thoughts, you want to control your mind and your actions. A person should distance himself from levity, from drunkenness. Obviously, all these things are garmin gedolim him. All these things, and a person is involved in all sorts of silly behaviors or drunkenness, God forbid, it leads to all sorts of averos, specifically in areas of arayos. Yeah, and a person should try to get married. Obviously, that's gorem letara gadola. That certainly helps a lot by allowing for permitted relations. And yesera mikolzos, but more than all of this, right? More than don't go to the parties and don't get drunk and don't do stupid things and try to get married and build a healthy relationship. Yesera mikolzos, more than all those things. And that's a lot of good advice. Amru Chazal told us, yifane atzmo machshavaso ledivrei Torah. Turn your mind, point yourself, direct your thoughts towards the Divrei Torah. V'yarchiv daito b'chachma. And expand your mind with the wisdom of Torah. She'ein machsheves arayos miskaberes ela b'leiv panoy min hachachma. Listen to these words of the Rambam. She'ein machsheves arayos miskaberes, because this taiva will only get stronger and stronger and stronger against the leiv that's panoy min hachachma. A heart or a mind that is empty from wisdom. But if you have Torah wisdom, all the more so if you have deep Torah wisdom, and you take it seriously, the Chachma elevates a person, and he's able to be in control of these things. That's why we're very lucky. We're learning so much Torah from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. What's the gematria of Shoavim? 360. What's the gematria of Rabbi Nachman? 360. Right? Because Rabbi Nachman was a master of helping people. He speaks a lot in Lakuta Moran about these inyanim. But again, the advice to us is simple. The advice is more Torah, less taiva. Right? Fall in love with Torah. Right? It's the meaning of Yosef HaTzadik. That's why Yosef Tzadik is Gematria 360 also. Yosef plus Tzadik is 360. Yosef is 156. Tzadik is 204. Right? So that's what we're working on during Shovavim. These are days of Tikkun in that area. But again, the key to it is what? Is being a person who learns Torah. That's Mevatel, the Gzera of Misa. That's how Chazal understands. Hosal of Atala, wasted potential, wasted seed, wasted life, right, is death. How is death? The answer is, as we've been learning right now, Torah. Bottom page, last three lines. Uvizawar, another Zalela Lemelai Baraisa, a person who gets up at night to study Torah. O Raisa Komodo Le Choive. The Torah reminds him of his responsibilities. Right? Yes, the Torah will remind you of how to be a better Jew. Yes, it will point out your averos. But don't stop learning halacha because I don't want to learn all the things I'm doing wrong. Learn halacha so that you can learn how to do better. V'lo b'oyrach dina, and it's not in the way of dina. The Torah is not a bully. The Torah is not judging you. When the Torah points out your shortcomings, it's not trying to make you feel bad, says the Zohar. Ella ki'ima, such beautiful words, ki'ima de'oida libera, like a mother who informs her child, b'mila rachich, with gentle words. The Torah is inviting you in. The Torah is not trying to make you feel bad. V'hu lo inshi le, v'tov b'tiyufta kamei mare. Right? He doesn't forget it. He receives, right? Because again, if someone gives you harsh mussar, you just want to like, no, it doesn't even register. But when someone speaks to you and they really care about you, and they say you're better than this, right? Like a mother speaking gently to her child. So a person doesn't forget that, you remember that, and then you're able to what? Tiyuvta kamei mare. Then you're able to what? To sit before your Creator. You're able to tiyuvta, you're able to lashuv, to come back to your Creator, to return to your Creator. Okay, last paragraph for today. Ve'etzem limud ha-Torah ha-kadoisha higa mechaperes. And just the very process of learning Torah itself is kapar. It's not that Torah brings you to tshuva. The Torah itself is tshuva. It's the highest form of tshuva. As Chazal explained, V'zohar, De kol man di ishtadel be'oraisa. Anyone who's mishtadel, anyone who works in Torah. I'm about to give you a Mar Makomo sheet that has Rashis and Gemaras and Tosfos and the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach. And it takes work. And it takes patience. And it takes effort. But a person who works in Torah, ki'ilu makriv kol korbanin da'alma l'kamei kutchabichu. It's as if you brought every carbon in the world to Hashem. You know why? Because as the Ramban explains, really the root of bringing karbanos is that we deserve to bring ourselves as a karbon. Right? You know this Ramban? Really, when we do an Avera, we should be the ones to give up our lives. Hashem in His kindness allows us to take an animal in our stead. Okay? Ah, yo, Taina, what about the animal? Is it fair to the animals? Good question. Not for now. But from our perspective, we consider ourselves lucky that Hashem is willing to accept an animal in our place. We do smicha, we rest our hands on the karbon, transferring, so to speak, our energy to the karbon, putting ourselves onto the karbon, and then we offer that karbon in our place. When you learn Torah, it's the ultimate karbon. Why? Why is the Zohar? I mean, it's a nice Zohar, but why? Why is this true? Why is Mishtadl be'oraisa as if you brought every karbon in the world? Why is that true? No, why is that true? Ryan, why is that true? It's as if you brought every karbon in the world. Because, as the Kotzker Rebbe once said, Kotzker Rebbe was the grandfather of the Shem Yishmuel. Yeah, Josh, can you point to the Shem Yishmuel? The Rebbe's beard right there?
No.
Yeah, right there, second from the left. The Shem Yishmuel was the son of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was the son-in-law of the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe said, more than fasting, more than all sorts of bodily afflictions, you know what the greatest Yisurim are in a certain sense? You know what the ultimate sacrifice is? Committing yourself to a life of Torah. In the olden days, by the way, during Shovim, there was a lot of fasting and there was a lot of intense stuff. Nowadays, everyone says, don't do that. It's not for us. Our generation is not, we're not fasters. It's not our thing. What do we do during Shovim to be metakin? We learn more Torah. It's the ultimate karbon. Because you're saying, I'm going to use this arm to serve Hashem. I'm going to use this arm to serve Hashem. I'm going to use my legs to serve Hashem. I'm going to use my eyes to serve Hashem. I'm going to use my head to serve Hashem. I'm becoming the karbon. I'm giving myself over to Torah. So it's as if you brought every carbon in the world. Not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives you for all your avers. Okay, so it's a very timely piece, both in terms of, again, the new Zaman in Yeshiva, the days of Shovavim, but again, understand this trap of the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara wants you to become sad more than he wants you to do any particular avera. The way that we fight back is saying, alright, I messed up. Again, I don't want you to think I'm being casual about avers. Avers are a big deal. But we have to have a certain ability to say, okay, afal pichin. I leave it aside and I go weiter. I increase the light, I increase the good, and that's how a person comes back to Hashem. Okay? So we will stop here. Okay, let's talk about chavrusas. Let's make sure.